This is Rick Pettigrew for the Archaeology Channel. Each generation faces the challenge of preserving the cultural legacy handed down from those who came before. In the world of the 21st century, this challenge is greater than ever. The physical remains of centuries past are under threat from theft, vandalism, development, and neglect, as well as natural disaster and even official acts of destruction. Humanity is losing cultural heritage sites and artifacts throughout the world at a frightening rate, but many nations as yet lack adequate legal and administrative systems to protect their treasured patrimony. We've begun our new commentary series, of which this is the first installment, to promote a world dialogue about site protection and other important issues. China, the most populous nation on Earth, is a fitting place in which to start this conversation. Our first guest from Beijing, China, is Mr. He Shuzhong, Director of Cultural Heritage Watch, a private non-governmental organization dedicated to the protection of China's cultural heritage.
China was one of the most important areas of civilization in the ancient world. However, because of illegal excavation and illicit traffic, because of uncontrolled urban development and industrialization, because of environmental pollution and excess pressure from tourism, we have to say that much of our cultural heritage has been lost, and much more is in danger. To some extent, the loss of cultural heritage sites has left local culture in China without context, and globally significant sites without integrity. To be sure, China has taken some measures for saving cultural heritage remains. For example, the Chinese legislature has adopted several laws regarding site protection and ratified all four international cultural heritage conventions. The government supports many conservation and archaeological excavation projects every year. Altogether, about 2,000 museums have been established to house collections. Some criminals are punished according to law every year, and there is more and more international cooperation on ancient sites. However, it is also obvious that these measures are still far from sufficient for such a large developing country. Many problems have remained unsolved for a long time. Laws and international conventions are only paper constructs for many people and authorities. Heritage authorities typically are unable and inefficient. Education and training regarding cultural heritage are very lacking, and the local public attitude is somewhat indifferent. We think the biggest problem now facing the protection of Chinese cultural heritage are, first, that the relevant authorities always say the preservation situation has improved. Second, that the local people are poorly educated on their rights to protect cultural heritage sites. And the third, that some large companies are rapacious in their treatment of ancient sites. Cultural Heritage Watch is a small independent non-government organization. It was founded in 1998 and its website was established at the beginning of 2000. We must thank Ms. Tom Kramers and his Museum Security Network for his support to our website. Without his kind help, we could not have set up the website so fast. The main objective of Cultural Heritage Watch is to increase public concern about our cultural heritage. This is the most needed step towards site protection in China. During the last several years, we have been busy releasing commands and observations, giving professional advice, holding training activities and pictures exhibitions, and capturing images to record the losses. We know we are only a small NGO and not able to solve all problems in China. But we are doing something, no matter how small it is. According to Chinese law, Cultural Heritage Watch cannot release news. So we release observations and comments. We hope our observations and comments can help readers get more information and bring some pressure on the authorities. We promise that our position is independent and our information is accurate. We understand the importance of international cooperation and exchange for protection of our cultural heritage. And we know clearly what kind of cooperation and exchange are necessary and effective in China. So, we are very pleased to offer the best professional advice on protection of heritage sites. Actually, we have been quite successful in this area. We are sure that training and media are most important factors for increasing public concern about cultural heritage protection. We have held many training activities for young people in the last 2 years. Two exhibitions are in May about losses and damages were held in university recently. Our heritage song is under consideration for use by UNESCO choir at its Paris headquarters. Increasing public concern will be more effective and interesting if there are some popular heritage songs to broadcast widely. Shooting film and video footage on the damage to heritage sites is useful both for increasing public concern and for recording the losses. We are seeking cooperation with Archaeological Legacy Institute through their website, the Archaeological Channel, for this purpose. We believe that a series of videos will strongly impress local people, and it will be also significant for people all over the world, since the loss of heritage sites is a worldwide phenomenon. Cultural Heritage Watch is very small and so far has almost no funding. To establish an independent non-government organization in China is not very easy. We plan to intensify our activities. We will be very thankful for any help that you can send us. Thank you for listening.
Our thanks to Mr. Hay for his contribution. You can contact Cultural Heritage Watch using information listed on this page, including a link to their website. Also on this page is a list of Chinese web links that will guide you to a wealth of information on China's cultural heritage. You can help us continue this commentary feature by becoming a member of the Archaeology Channel. To do that, click on the Become a Member link on this page. We're also looking for sponsors for our commentaries. To learn more about that, click on the Underwriting Program link. With a little help from our friends, we can make a real difference. Thanks for stopping by.